This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the Wednesday, June 10th broadcast of the DJV program. Yes, it is the big broadcast. Here we are, made up of all these moments. I guarantee that you will hear something in the next hour, next 15 minutes, maybe the next 5 seconds that you haven't heard before and or you didn't know. Whether it's something about that which is happening, we're creating stuff, something that we have experienced, something that you've experienced, because we have all of this time together, all of us, Victoria and Jennifer and I, and there's a lot of stuff, a lot of moments that we've shared together that really count a lot, and it's humbling to me to have people, the quality of the two of them here with all of us to share thoughts and to have our lives sort of open for public viewing, public inspection.
Sweet, thank you.
You're welcome. So, Jennifer, the Secretary of the Army, Ryan McCarthy, has said that the Defense Secretary ordered the remainder of all those active duty troops in Washington to go back to their home base. This was after there was a big to-do about, there were all kinds of protests going on over the weekend in Washington, and people objected to, was it the Guard or the regular Army, sort of protecting the president
National
when
Guard.
He walked across the mall? Why was that such a big deal? I don't understand why that was.
The protesters were cleared out of the park, and so there were to make room so he could walk over to investigate to see the church that was set on fire the day before.
Right.
And so there was a lot of people who were saying, "Oh, they used tear gas and all of this." Well, there are a couple of things that get blown out of proportion. Number one, they did not use tear gas. Number two, they did not use brutal force. It was a smoke canisters. They did say they used those to clear the path, but that's not dangerous. It shouldn't hurt anybody.
Was that what they're investigating? What are they investigating?
Well, and they were doing that because the protesters, I guess they don't just walk out there. The protesters had started to attack some officials from the administration who were going out there to clear the path, and they were throwing bottles and sticks and stuff like that at the people who were walking from the White House back and forth between the church. And so because of that, they knew they had to clear those people out. It was already past curfew because they felt that it was getting violent because people were throwing things at people leaving the White House and walking to the church. So they cleared the area out, and people made it like it was like the like Trump going after people with shotguns.
Well, we all know that social media, there's lots of exaggeration. No question about that. Stuff gets played up.
Well, the optics of it was pretty terrible. So
I think the optics were actually great. It was the president standing in front of a church that said, "We're not going to allow you to burn down churches, to burn down schools, to burn down police stations. That's not peaceful protest. Those are crimes. And so if you go and try to set a church on fire, that's not going to be tolerated." And I think that's perfectly appropriate. Burning down buildings has nothing to do with what this movement should be about. So it just doesn't seem to me that violence should be condoned just because there are some people with a good message or good intention standing around them.
That makes sense. All right, NASCAR is going to allow fans back at the track. I was listening to my old radio station up in Coblesville driving through New York last week, and the NASCAR races were on and all the noise and stuff that comes from it. So what are they going to do? This is just in Florida, Jennifer? Is this all over the place?
Florida, I think in Alabama, I want to say. They're going to allow, I think the Florida race is just going to allow in some military personnel to come in, and they're going to spread out, but they'll be able to watch the race so they can spread out around.
So they have to practice social distancing.
Yeah.
Personal distancing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like a full crowd at packed stands. And then I think in Alabama they're going to allow everybody in, but it's only going to be a percentage of the capacity of the place so that they can actually spread.
So what's going on in some other places where it's sort of closed? Places like SeaWorld, the zoos, museums, galleries, wineries.
They can start to open.
Yeah. Gyms are going to, are they open? The gyms open?
I think they can start opening as early as Friday, but it's unclear exactly. County by county, you have different rules. But I think that the governor's going to give the okay for gyms to start reopening. It's going to be tough to see how people are going to handle themselves at the gym, because there's going to have to be a huge emphasis on sanitation, people wearing masks, not being able to shower or use the steam rooms, a common area. So for a lot of people who have started habits of exercising outdoors, especially because the weather's nice, or maybe exercising at home, I would imagine it's not going to be like a huge crowd of people rushing back, but maybe. I mean, I imagine being on a treadmill and a mask. That sounds awful to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you do that? That's a good point.
Well, I know they've said no classes. Well, at least I'm assuming it's probably across the country. Like, there's in New Jersey on the 22nd, I think, of June, that's when salons, barbershops, and gyms can open, but no classes in the gym, just like the workout stuff.
So New York and New Jersey.
Yeah. I'm not
sure when
the
DMV
doing
there. What are they doing for people who want to register?
The DMV is starting to open. It's starting to open by appointment only, so they can limit the number of people going in and out. So you're not just going to sit in the waiting room, which is great, because people have wasted their lives sitting in the living room or the waiting room of DMV.
We've all done that.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's a whole day.
Yeah, right. Anybody? Anymore, I have, as I've said, I made it purposeful. This is not about me being contrarian. This is about just me being me. I'm not that big a fan of the George Floyd fanaticism. I think that this stuff goes much deeper than that. It's much more important than he started the death, started the movement.
Well,
enough
is
enough.
I just feel like there are better examples of this, because we don't know what exactly the circumstances were around the death of George Floyd.
And to have Al Sharpton be the point person.
But what circumstances would ever warrant what happened to him?
Nothing.
Well, I think here's the thing. We don't know if he was killed because of the color of his skin. We just don't know that. We don't know that at this point if they knew each other. We don't know if they had a history. We don't know if this guy had racist tendencies, if this is what he's done all along.
That's an interesting point. You don't know.
So I don't care, though. But the bottom line, though, is
the whole movement is about Black Lives Matter, and so if that's about it, it has to be founded in something that is racist. If this wasn't a racist killing, then why are we hanging him as the poster child of the
movement? Well, I think it's police brutality is really what the issue is.
Yeah, that's a legitimate, yes, that's the issue. I think you're right about that.
It's become more about racism, right? How many times have you heard the movement all about systemic racism and all of this? It's not becoming about police brutality. It's about people saying that people with a certain color skin are being targeted more than others. And so,
right. Police brutality against Black and brown people. That's the message that
I'm seeing.
There's more
of it than there is against white people, that's for sure.
Right.
So,
That is not true. If you look at the numbers, and this is what Larry Elder talks about all the time, if you look at the number of white people, even based on the population and demographics, totally outnumber the amount of anybody of color that is killed by police in a year. Do you know last year?
But it's percentage
that actually, that's not true. Black people are four times more likely to be killed by the police than white people.
I don't know
where Larry Elder's numbers are coming from, but those statistics are everywhere.
I challenge numbers, because I would actually say if we start looking at population and demographics, here's what is true. Last year, do you know how many unarmed black men were shot by police?
That we know of? I don't know. Nationwide? What? That doesn't
unarmed. You mean unarmed? What is that?
Unarmed. Meaning they didn't have a gun. They are unarmed. And of those 10, half of them had another weapon with them, whether it was a knife.
Are we justifying it? What are we doing
no,
with
but I'm saying,
I'd love
I'm saying
to
the movement,
see more on that,
the movement should
people,
be about.
We've had like 5 people already this year. I don't know. I don't trust that.
The unarmed black people that were killed this year that we can name are Breonna Taylor, and we can name...
We can name
George Floyd. Ahmaud Arbery was not killed. Ahmaud Arbery was not killed by a police
officer. I'm not talking about Ahmaud Arbery. I'm talking about... that happens every day in New York City. So I don't know where those numbers are coming from.
Every day people are dying in New York City, unarmed black people?
Every day someone is shot by the cops. Absolutely. You can easily find those
unarmed
statistics. Yes. Absolutely. How many times have we seen where the guy has keys in his pocket? We see that all the time. There's no way it's only 10 people a year. Someone is really skewing
here's
the data.
The
look at the numbers. The cops.
There's a New Mexico police officer
where were those numbers from?
Named
that
Christopher
no
Smelzer, who's been charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of Antonio Valenzuela. He is from Las Cruces, New Mexico. If you look at the body camera footage from his camera, it shows this guy telling a man he's going to choke him out. And then he did.
Mm-hmm. There's another case that no one's talking about because George Floyd, you know, had this, had the exact same death. Manuel Ellis in Seattle, same thing. He was not armed, the knee on the neck, same death.
So I don't know where
Jen's numbers are coming from, but that's just bogus.
The guy on meth that was choked out, that's not a reason to choke him because he's on meth. He may have drugs in his system. Okay, he's not a wonderful guy, but, you know, they stun gunned him, and he apparently didn't stop whatever he was doing. So they grabbed a hold of his neck to restrain him. Is that the only way? I don't know. It's just too much of this stuff.
I'll send you the whole article about the statistics that I've been reading about support the idea of police bias, because I think it's something that you have to consume.
But okay, even if they aren't biased, what are they doing?
I understand.
Even if it's all white people, what the world,
and no
what
one,
are
I
doing
think,
this stuff
I don't
for?
Think anybody is saying that we shouldn't have discussions about tactics that police use. No one's saying that. What people are upset about and what's frosting people is the idea that we should just eliminate the police and that somehow a social worker is going to be able to do what the police do.
You're not going to eliminate the police. All the reorganizing that they keep talking about. Yeah. It's maybe if what's happened in business during the past 3 months is that they've taken the opportunity in laying people off to get rid of the ones that are not productive or they aren't good for the company. Maybe that's the approach we should take because the unions have such a stranglehold on public utilities, the police, fire, and all that. And you can't get rid of the ones that are no good. And maybe this is a way to get rid of the ones that are no good.
Tenure. You know, if someone is consistently failing their students, and bad cops, if they get fired, they should not be allowed, like priests, like the Catholic Church moving pedophile priests around to different parishes,
and
they should not be allowed to do that with bad cops.
This isn't the problem with Catholics, it's a problem with schools and cops, and that is that the union protects them, allows them to get paid, and then brings them back. I agree with you.
It's a systemic problem.
You shouldn't have Derek Chauvin on the police force with 18 complaints behind him.
Nope,
that's ridiculous.
You're right about
There's
that.
No
He's never been
that.
Yep, I'm with you on that one 100%, Jennifer. 18 after the hour on the DJV program. Time to lose some weight. There are moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, boys and girls everywhere. If you have gained weight during this last 3-4 months and you want to drop it, this is the way to do it. Go to toploss.com. Look at all the fabulous stories there are of people of all ages having success. The Calitrin Ray. It's the natural, good-for-you way, drug-free, stimulant-free, doesn't interfere with any medication, any health condition, because it's food, in essence. That's the magic of this. Go to toploss.com, sign up for the program, use the DJV code, you have to pay for shipping, and you get the BOGO deal. Buy up to 3, get 3 free. That is 1 month's supply, so you get 3 months' supply that you pay for, and you get 3 months supply you're not to pay for. And it's a 6-month program. As a matter of fact, I just am on it because not only is it great for losing weight, keeping weight off, but it's also great for sleeping. It's just calming. And that's why they give it to you at night. Take it at night. Enjoy the benefits of losing weight the natural way. No crazy diets, no crazy exercise, although exercise is really good for you. You could do that in conjunction with the Calitrin diet. That'd be good. Get the info at toploss.com. Use the code DJV when you're checking out.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
One of the best known musical acts of the last 40 years. And so now Earth, Wind, and Fire have recreated something called Devotion. Remember this song? We should crank it up a little, so, huh? This is the new version, the social distance version.
They sound so good.
Sound just like themselves, don't they, huh?
This is brand new, in case anyone's wondering. This is brand new, and they're all in different homes and studios and things, and they sound so good.
Being able to put that together is really a feat. Let's hear the lyric line. Your day brighter. Philip Bailey. Great falsetto voice. Considering how old these guys are now.
I know. It's amazing.
Keep pushing those falsetto tones, man. He's crooning to the lyrics. Quote, in everyone's life, there's a need to be happy. Let the sun shine, a smile your way. Open your heart, feel the touch of devotion. Maybe this song will help uplift your day. Earth, wind, and fire. All right, go ahead. These guys. That guy's got to be 60-something.
I don't know. I would guess they're even older than that. But
maybe they are.
They were on the Prince tribute concert that was on CBS a month or so ago. And to me, they were the highlight. They just absolutely blew me away.
Very
so good.
Very smooth. They're supposed to be on tour with Santana this summer, but you didn't even pull the plug on that. Now they're rescheduling all of that for next summer. As of now, the band still has a handful of fall dates on the book, starting with a pair of shows in Las Vegas in November. Last year, Earth, Wind, and Fire, among the recipients of the Kennedy Center Honors. Linda Ronstadt got hers. Sally Field got hers. Others as well. And Philip Bailey released a solo album called Love Will Find a Way last year as well. But I didn't feel quite right without all the members of Earth, Wind, and Fire. They're working together. But they got it, and it's good to hear it as it applies to the situation, their music being applied to the situation. All right, it's 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. And our music will focus this hour also the group Village People. Crank this up. This is get yourself clean and have a good meal with the YMCA. So, Victor Willis, who is the vocalist and one of the co-founders of the Village People, has told the president to stop using two of their big songs, YMCA and Macho Man, in their rallies. Willis said the decision.
Maybe this is not an obvious question, maybe it is. If you're picking a song, and I don't care, politics like aside, whoever you are as a candidate, why would you ever pick YMCA? Like, what message are you trying to send?
It's a gay anthem.
I don't get...
He probably doesn't even know that.
Yeah. Probably not. No. I don't know. It's just such a strange
Willis is
choice.
A police officer. If you're trying to figure out, if you look at the Village People, they are such, they are, it is hysterical. I've always thought, this is one of the most fun groups, and their music...
Oh, yeah.
So much fun. Last February, Willis wrote, even though fans had contacted the group to demand they ask Trump to stop using the songs, he refrained from doing so because he said our music is not being used for specific endorsement. But apparently he's changed his mind. So the Village People, Queen, The Prince Estate, Neil Young, Rihanna, R.E.M., Aerosmith also asking to have the music kept out of the Trump rally. So there you go, boys and girls. 28 after the hour.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants are not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some states are moving quickly in the direction of police reforms following the death of George Floyd. In New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to sign police reform bills that include one to release police disciplinary records. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins saying lawmakers have repealed an old state civil rights law that shields the public from learning about officer misconduct and disciplinary actions.
If there's smoke, there's fire. If you've got 15 accusations of excessive force, chances are there's something wrong in the way you're interacting with the public.
A U.S. Senate resolution shows Republican opposition to defunding police departments. The resolution was introduced yesterday, also calling for justice for George Floyd's death. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
An interesting new revelation comes to light in the case of George Floyd and the cop who's accused of killing him. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The former police officer that was charged with murdering George Floyd remains in custody, and a co-worker at the nightclub where Derek Chauvin and Floyd both worked says the two did not get along. Maya Santamaria, owner of the club which has since burnt down, described how Chauvin treated black patrons. She spoke on CBS.
Do you think Derek had a problem with black people?
I think he was afraid and intimidated.
By black folks?
Yeah.
Is it possible that Chauvin knew exactly who George Floyd was and that this was personal in some ways?
I would think it was personal.
Most Republican U.S. senators making it clear they're not in favor of defunding police departments. A resolution introduced yesterday calls for justice for George Floyd, but argues against defunding law enforcement. AMC theaters might be reopening soon after all, the company announcing that they do hope to be fully open worldwide by next month. The theater chain has been shuttered because of COVID-19, resulting in an over $2 billion loss in the year's first quarter. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back in the action room, it's Wednesday, June 10th. As I pointed out before, we're one-third of the way through the month. How are you doing so far? Are you doing well? Are you looking for more ways to entertain yourself? What can we do? Isn't it amazing? You ever think back, Victoria, Doug Stephanie here with Victoria Keelan on the DJV program. You ever think back to what it was like 100 years ago, 200 years ago? I think of Abe Lincoln every once in a while, and his reading by candlelight and how he educated himself, which is what everybody did. And now, we can't seem to, and there was nothing to do. I mean, literally, people worked, they slept. Worked, ate, slept, and in the case of people like Lincoln, they educated themselves. So now we have all this sophisticated machinery around us, we've got technology around us, we've got everything there, and we don't know what to do with ourselves when we get into a situation like this. It's really, I find it, one of the great things about being on the farm and being on a tractor 6-7 hours a day like I was yesterday, is tons of time for reflection. It's sort of my meditation time. I'm out mowing hay or maybe raking it and or baling it. With the baling, I have to keep my mind on what I'm doing. But, you know, some of the other stuff is just you kind of set it on autopilot, make sure you don't run into somebody's house, and that's it. And I think a lot when I'm out there doing these things. And the thought did come to me yesterday about Abraham Lincoln and a lot of people from that era, or even, you know, last 30,000, 40,000 years of humanity. What do they do
without television? What do they do without cars? What do they do without being able to travel? It's just what we expect, and what's real is really kind of a very interesting reality.
Isn't it weird that, like, when you think about how often, since we've all been, you know, in shelter-in-place orders, and we've all kind of been separated from family and friends, and we've relied on FaceTime and Zoom and phone calls and just to stay in touch with our loved ones and to check in on them. Mm-hmm. Back then, like, what was it, the Pony Express? Like, I know you, it's funny when you say that you look back and you think about things like that. I just, that gives me hives, and so I can't think. I'd rather think to the future.
I know, but it's a reflective sort of thing. And so, as we speak about entertainment, the folks at AMC made an announcement yesterday, and then with it comes much speculation about who or what entity threw some money into their operation because they have lost billions since the coronavirus. So where are they? What are they doing?
Well, it's some good news for movie fans. AMC Entertainment, it has, even though, like you mentioned, they reported $2.2 billion in loss just for the first quarter of this year alone. That that result came out on Tuesday, which was really bad news. However, they also say that they're fully reopening worldwide in July. So it is good news. They are planning on moving forward. I think it for the last couple of weeks, it's been up in the air if they were actually going to reopen.
Well, Amazon has been rattling around. They were going to buy them out. And you said something that was very interesting. We'll have to ask Chuck Curry about this when he comes up later on in this half hour with our movie review thing. The fact that either Amazon is buying it or somebody threw some money into AMC as a 49% minority stakeholder to keep Amazon. Now, who would do that? Would Netflix do that? Would Apple do that? Who'd put, we're talking about putting $1 billion into a company.
Yeah.
Who's got the hooch to do that?
Well, I think Apple is a really good place to look. I think Disney.
Maybe.
You know,
Disney,
look, if you think about it, every movie that makes the most money at the box office is all Disney. So if Disney also owned the theaters, that's a pretty good relationship.
NBC Universal, that's the big production outfit, probably the second behind Disney now. They might be interested. You know, you want to make sure that your stuff gets played in the best. If they're like the one in Framingham is 16, there are 16 theater, there are 16 screens. Mm-hmm. So some of them are better than others. You want who thinks about that? But some of the theaters are crowded and there's not that much room in them. So if you own the theater and you produce the movies, you put your movies in the best theaters. Hello? Right?
Well, you know, it's interesting, like Trolls World Tour, that was a movie, that animated movie that got put, that basically got put off, so we're not really sure when that's going to be released, but Mulan, which is a Disney film, that's going to be released on July 24th. If I were in the Disney business, I would think that I would turn every movie theater into almost a mini theme park adventure for kids to go to. So every single theater would have your favorite Disney characters there. And so every movie theater becomes a microcosm of a Disney world. That's what I would do with it. If I bought those, kids and families, they would go and eat there, then they would watch the movie, and then they would have all the Disney characters dressed up and meeting kids and taking pictures. If you think about it, having a mini Disney world in every AMC theater across the country, that's huge business.
All right. You want me to...
I think Disney needs to hire me.
I'm going to drop something on you now that's going to make you crazy. All right. Everybody ready for this?
Band. You dropped a bomb on me. Ready, Phil.
All right. Here we go. The federal government in Germany and the news media in Germany are trying to distance themselves from a report that challenges the corona narrative, the fact that it isn't really as dangerous as some have reported it, the overestimation of what the impact is going to be or was, I'm saying is at the time when this all came out, the number of people who have died who specifically had the virus, the number of people around the world who have died, and the way it's been covered in Germany. Now, we don't know in Italy, I think we talked about that last week, how the reporting was done, where the virus came from, where the news media said, and there's less control of the news media in Italy than there is in Germany. Germany is very formal, as you know, very regimented, very routine, And this and the story gets worse as you dig around in it a little bit, because there is so much of what is going on there. And when I say it's worse, I guess I was thinking all along naively that the news media in America were the only problems. It was only here that there was all this politically correct stuff, but apparently that's not the case. The German healthcare system also has covered up some of the information that they have on treatment for non-corona patients. So there's been a lot of science. The scientists over there are not kind of, they're not controlled so much by the drug industry as they are here.
Yeah.
So there's a report titled Analysis of the Crisis Management that has come from a scientific panel appointed by the Interior Ministry, and the report didn't tell the story the government wanted it to tell. So they've sat on it. But there's a whistleblower named Stefan Kohl, who worked for the Department of the Interior, and he's turned whistleblower, and that's where this information is coming from. So apparently there was a press conference recently in which all of this stuff, he says, quote, I'm translating obviously from the German, therapeutic and preventative measures should never bring more harm than the illness itself, and that is not the case in Germany. And he goes through all of the things they did to endanger the public, which included shutting down the hospitals, which is something that we did here, right? Look at all the people who knows how many people have died of cancer or heart disease or some of the other things because they couldn't get treatment because they couldn't get in the hospital. I mean, I think that's an untold story here, don't you?
Yeah, depending on what those numbers really are, sure. I mean, I know in New York and New Jersey where it was, we've been really hit hard, they had to separate out COVID patients from everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really dicey. I know
in
the rest of the country hasn't really seen those images because it just didn't hit anybody else as hard, but it looked like a war zone. You would, if you saw pictures of Mount Sinai Hospital, we have two doctor friends who work there. If you saw the images from the inside, you would say that's not in America. You would say, oh, that must be in the Congo somewhere. That's not America.
Yeah. Well, so this whistleblower is interviewed in Das Spiegel. Is that the name of the movie? The name of the magazine is pretty famous, I think. Der Spiegel in Germany. And the daily newspaper Das Bild has done articles on this that are just now being translated into English. Gone mainstream. This is the second week of them trying, the government trying to defend itself against the fact that 52,000 people died of cancer because their operations were delayed because of this, and there was no reason to do it. Then, so I wonder, again, I'm bringing this back home, wondering how many of those stories will be told here at some point in time.
Yeah.
Because if the number is 52,000 in Germany, what the heck's the number here? We have five times the population that Germany does. So what is...
It's a good question, yep.
I think it's a great question, frankly, and one that nobody's asking for whatever the reason.
You're so humble.
Thank you. Well, I think I would get credit where credit is due if I haven't gotten... You know, I'm not a member of the club, so I don't get as much press or stuff, so we have to make noise other ways, and I just...
We have our own club. Who cares?
We do.
We have our own club.
Right. So another thought here. Back to the virus and the impact that it's having on us. This is something, again, I'm a thinker on the tractor, and I come up with all of these things, and if I can, I don't usually have paper or pen with me. I have to think about it. I have to remember what I was thinking yesterday on the tractor. And one of them, how's that for wrapping, for bracketing the story? Yesterday on the tractor, I was thinking about reading. I was thinking about education. I was thinking about when I was teaching school, excuse me, what was going on, how it looked for me to be an English and a speech teacher versus the appearance today, the theories that relate to education, whether there are any discussions among candidates. How much education discussion have you heard in the presidential campaigns? Our educational system and how it is pretty much a complete failure for everybody in the middle. Great for you if you're an AP student, great for you if you're a special needs student, but in the middle, forget about it. And that's why there's so much trouble brewing. That's why I got to have police officers in the school and that sort of thing. American students are not as proficient now as they were in reading. There are gaps between the good readers and the bad ones. And society, you see it. How many people are dropping out of schools in major big cities? Look at that problem. And the most important thing you can learn, if in my estimation, and this is not prejudiced, hopefully, because it's what I taught, it's what my daughter teaches, it was, you know, reading, understanding words, the impact of words. I just think that we're failing in teaching youngsters two things, how to think and how to read and comprehend. You don't need to, because those damn devices tell you everything you want to know. You don't really, and you can't, there are no sentences that are constructed anymore, right? Look at, punctuation is out the window, spelling is out the window, and so it's all
grammar.
Technology.
No one knows
grammar is awful. Right. So
but then again, you know what, though? Like, my mom has always said, I grew up in a grammar-strict household, you could say.
So did I, yep.
But you know what, though? Like, look at our president. He has an Ivy League education, and he uses the worst grammar.
Awful.
It's a disaster.
Yeah, but most
he
has, people...
I mean, he went to an Ivy League school, so it's not even the level of education. It's just people, obviously his parents didn't teach him proper sentence structure at home. Because
well,
I think you learn
didn't.
That at home.
And that's part of the thing. If you realize the opportunity that you parents have, because most of you are homeschooling your children, whether you think that's what's going on or not, that's what's going on. Most of the public schools are only spending a couple of hours a day with youngsters on those, you know, the devices and what you're teaching them. But the rest of it is coming from home. 120,000 schools have been closed in our country because of the Chinese pandemic. 55 million students in our country are affected by this. Listen to some more info from Andy Solomon.
A new survey found that nearly 75% of teachers are feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and anxious. Pam Rogeman, Dean of the College of Education, University of Phoenix, explains how to get teachers prepared for non-traditional classrooms.
In the upcoming school year, educators need a new blueprint for teaching. Teachers will face unique challenges, like how to establish relationships with students virtually, conquering technical obstacles, and keeping young children engaged through a screen.
Professional development is crucial to ensure school administrators and teachers are prepared to transition to online and hybrid learning.
University of Phoenix and Blackboard have worked with K-12 experts to form the Alliance for Virtual Learning, offering a free virtual teaching academy. Comprehensive instruction will help teachers and administrators meet the new requirements of teaching and learning outside of the traditional classroom experience.
To access resources or register for upcoming workshops, visit phoenix.edu.
All right. Don't forget, you got one more chance this week to win that Father's Day lawnmower. This is fabuloso from the folks at Worx, W-O-R-X. They got a 40-volt power lawnmower that we're giving away to another father or mother or somebody who wants to give this to their father for Father's Day. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. $400 more. You can get it. I'm going to talk to you about your Father's Day memories, and we'll take the... We'll do it on... I'm not sure. We'll do Facebook. Maybe we'll do it on the air. But we're giving it away. So Friday is the day and the time. Well, you just got to listen and figure it out. It's 10 before the hour.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The great Jerry Bruckheimer movies. Was he alone when this was done, or was he still with the other guy? What was it, Simpson? Who was the other guy's
movie? Don Simpson. Don Simpson.
Right. Was this a co?
That's a good question. I remember. He might have passed by then.
Yeah. But it's the movie music from the film The Rock, one of the great Sean Connery episodic adventures. He and Nicolas Cage had pretty good chemistry, I would say.
Had great chemistry.
Yeah.
This movie came out this day in 1996. Mm-hmm. Other than Die Hard, which I think is the greatest pure action film of all time, this is very close.
The Rock is my favorite action movie ever. I love this.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. Ed Harris plays a very good villain.
Yeah.
Yeah,
his motivation you sort of could understand to a point, but he's really good. Sean Connery was killing
phenomenal.
It in this period of his life, and Nicolas Cage was perfectly cast.
And there were some other good, some of the good character actors. David Morse, I think, became prominent as a result of this film. He was very good as a
Tony Todd, isn't it? It's a great movie.
Yeah, yeah. Every bad character, not bad, because every bad guy character actor was in this movie.
The woman who played Nicolas Cage's girlfriend in that film was General Hospital, right?
Yep.
At the time.
Mm-hmm. And she was on that show Vegas with James Caan.
James Caan.
Really? I remember that. Ah, isn't that interesting? I do. All right, so why we played that, because this was the day it went, it was introduced?
It hit theaters in 1996 this day.
All right. So we got some speculation going on here, Chucker. Victoria and I have been talking about who's putting the money into AMC. They needed $1 billion. They lost $2.5 billion since everything went into the tank. And speculation
that's a lot
has
of
been
money.
Amazon.
That's almost as much money as we've lost in advertising revenue in the last
year. Right about that, yes.
I mean,
thank you very
that's
much.
That's a lot of money. A lot of money.
So we're speculating as to who doesn't want Amazon to buy AMC. Who would put up 49% or take 49% for, let's say, $1 billion? Would NBC Universal do it? Would Apple do it? Who wants to keep Amazon from controlling major the major source of ownership of theaters in this country?
It depends if these. I think Apple would certainly be the right candidate. They more than have the money, and they're looking to get heavily involved in the movie business. But it really comes down to this, Doug. Do these entities think theaters are the way to go, or they want to
put all their somebody's putting a lot of money into keeping AMC going? Somebody thinks this.
I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad they did it.
Actually, yep. Okay, 29 years ago, you remember Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
I do. There were two of them. Yep,
two of them. Now there's going to be a third one.
Yeah. Here's my thought when I watched that trailer yesterday.
Yep.
Boy, these guys are too old to be doing this, but it is what it is.
Thank you for that summary of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 3. Yeah, I know. So you're not going to go see it. You don't care.
Well, listen, I had these movies have a following. They're silly. I've never really been a big fan, but listen, I'm glad they made a third one. I think it's pretty cool.
Bill and Ted Face the Music is the new one. It's supposed to be out in August. And, in August we'll be going back to that. By then.
You know, it's interesting.
August
21st. In terms of two things real quick. I was reading an article yesterday about in California, they're going to let movie theaters open if they want, this Friday. Now, the stipulation would be 25% seating capacity. But I also, the caveat to that article was that people in the know say they think within 1 month that California will let theaters have 100% capacity. To me, it's just such a
mix. Well, California's business. That's business in California. It's the lifeblood. Okay. They can't be screwing around with that out there. They can't. They can't afford to.
But here, the question is, what would they show? I'll give you an example. Like, at the theater that I'm involved in, that you visited, Doug, in East Strasburg, Pocono Cinema, there's really nothing to book. So this is what, initially, we're going to probably open July 3rd. We cannot get the movie on Hinge with Russell Crowe. It's only a 600-screen release. So I booked 35th anniversary of The Goonies. And then Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window. Two movies.
Oh, two good movies.
We'll see if people show up.
I told you when I drove by that drive-in in New York on the New York-Vermont line last Saturday night, the two shows that were playing were the original Jurassic Park and Bad Boys. That was on the bill of fare. And the cars were down the street, lined up to get in there. So, anyway, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I know there's something about 69 in there, but...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.